Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday night. It means that it's another episode of What's the Bid? I'm your host, DJ Pop-Tart. Find me on TikTok, as well as find this show here on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Roku. We've got two contestants in the building. It's supposed to be a third, but, you know, things happen. But we've got Johnny B., of Oversaturated Podcast, and we've got Sir Wilkins of Jobber Tears. Let's start with Johnny. You know, let the people know a little bit about your show and you.
What's going on, everybody? This is Johnny, one half of Oversaturated the Podcast. Shout out to my co-host Ralph. we're a podcast where we discuss music, movies, pop culture, and everything in between. One week we'll recap No Way Home, Spider-Man No Way Home. The next week we're recapping Insecure. We get into deep music talks, and check out our website, oversatthepod.com. All our episodes are listed there, bios, everything you need to know about OS is there.
Oh, that was smooth as a motherfucker. Shout out to Johnny with his smooth-ass intro. She was precise to the point. Smooth. I'm sorry. I got excited about Johnny's intro right there. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sir Wilkins, one-third of the show called the Jobber Tears Podcast. We are a show about wrestling. We are the debate show about wrestling. You know, ain't many of us out there. We black as fuck. We're on all streaming service. You can find me personally, SIR_Wilkins, on all forms of social media. Check out my Coffee Talks and Coffee Talk with Friends. And we are also on YouTube as well. My intro wasn't as good as Johnny's, but I think you got my point. Let's go.
And with that,
you deal well, bro. Think you deal well.
Run the intro music, sir. Man said that we are black. All right.
That intro was fire. I got sophisticated here.
we had to put that in front of, you know, a bunch of people. Panel gave us, you know, their take, and that was the winner right there.
Oh shit! Y'all fly.
Yeah, trying to be. All right, everybody. So for those who are watching on Facebook.
Was that the question that just popped up on the screen?
It was.
We ain't get it ain't start yet, but
oh, okay. My bad, guys. I'm excited, obviously.
Cool. So for those who are watching on Facebook Live, you can play along by heading over to the CrowdPer website and follow along with these guys. So, gentlemen, we're going to start the first round, but before the first round, we're doing this playing question. You see the question on the CrowdPer site. It says, what nature show did Tracy Morgan play with no credible expertise except a love for animals? Once the timer starts, you have to answer as soon as possible to get the more points. The faster you answer, the more points you bank. You lose nothing in this one.
Nigga, I thought it was something else. Oh.
Is it Brian Fellow, Mr. Robinson, Fred Garvin, or Marty Culp?
Fred Garvin. I'm definitely guessing right now, but Fred Garvin. That just sound like a nigga ass name, and it's something I think you would play.
Listen. I work here, and I never heard of these people before.
Then why are you questioning us?
I said I work here. I don't.
There's other hilarious
people. There are other people, but it wasn't me. I'm not even a Tracy Morgan fan. I don't
think they set us up for failure here. Trying to make us look like fools out here on these internet streets.
Well, the correct answer was A, Brian Fellow. Not Fred Garvin.
Oh, guys. Sorry, guys.
Ryan Fellow was the correct answer.
What show is that?
SNL.
SNL, Saturday Night Live.
Ah! Y'all some pop culture motherfuckers here.
Mr. Robinson was Eddie Murphy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
The other two, I don't know. I have literally no idea.
Listen, I can't tell the last time I sat down and watched a full episode of SNL.
Mad TV was my thing. Sorry.
There you go. Mad TV. All right. So we're about to go to round one. Can we show the audience the scores as we get to round one, where we're going to be talking about Christmas movies? So after the play-in, we've got Johnny with 173. So he got 73 extra points. And Sir
For Wilkins, what?
Because he knew Brian Fellows.
He said Brian Fellows?
I clicked it on the thing. I clicked it.
Yeah,
on
he
the
clicked it.
Oh, my bad. I'm using my phone right now. My bad, Johnny.
That's cool. I'm using my iPad over here to the side.
Okay, Sir Wilkins, you're not supposed to shout the answers out. You select your answer on the crowd per website, sir.
You know what? I'm fucking up. My bad. My bad, guys.
I mean, you said Fred Garvin with such, you know, confidence that if you were correct, we would have found a way to give you some points. But no, you gotta put your answer on the crowd per website.
All right. I'm on my phone. I'm on my iPad right now. What am I doing?
Okay.
All right, so the link has changed to complicate it a little bit more for you, Sir Wilkins.
You're making my life hard right now, guys.
I know. In the StreamYard chat, there's the thing. Or do you need me to hit you up in Twitter?
Hit me up on Twitter real quick on this shit. Okay. I'm over here hitting on Johnny bad hard. Johnny ain't even do nothing to me.
He said, how'd Johnny get 73 points? He didn't even do nothing.
We had a very pleasant conversation before we started. I thought we were
hold on. Do I hit round two?
No, we're round one.
Round one, sir. Round one.
Y'all making me feel like I'm the special kid in the back of the class right now.
Hey, you got to do like what your background says. Never give up. You got this, man.
All right, I'm here.
All right, so we're going to round one, and the entire category of round one is centered around Christmas movies.
Okay.
So the first question of round one is a multiple choice question. So that's why you'll see on the crowd per right now, you see Kevin Garnett and you see A, B, C, D.
Yeah, I got you, dogs. Yep.
All right. So you are going to make your bid from, you know, you'll see the number of bid choices from 10 to 100. You'll make your bid as to how confident you think you're going to be answering this multiple choice question about Christmas movies. On the crowd per website, you have 10 seconds.
I don't see where I can make a bid.
It's about to come.
Bad. Nope. All right. My bad.
All right. I got you. Yeah. I set my answer. Look at me.
All right. So what's the bid? Let's see. All right, so we're starting off modest, 50 and 20. That's generally how people go. The first question, they need to see how things are. All right, so with the multiple choice question, again, we're still on CrowdPer, so you're going to select your answer on CrowdPer, and the timer will start when I'm done reading the question.
Okay.
All right. What is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time, adjusted for inflation?
He said adjusted for inflation.
Yes. Is it A, The Christmas Carol, B, Home Alone, C, The Polar Express, or D, The Grinch?
All right, we got this. Hey! That was... Damn. What the
fuck? I literally have no idea.
I was saying Home Alone. I ain't gonna hold you. But I move my fat fingers fast enough.
Okay. We got you. You got Home Alone, and Johnny's got A Christmas Carol. All right. Unfortunately, you were both wrong. It's The Grinch.
That's
the
crazy. Grinch?
Yo, that's wild. I want to fucking recount.
And that was only,
bullshit.
That was only 3 years ago. That's crazy.
That's wild. See, so, even Demetrius said it was Home Alone.
Home Alone is my favorite Christmas movie, but it's not. The Grinch was $512 million. Home Alone was $477 million. A Christmas Carol.
That was Jim Carrey?
The Grinch? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Christmas Carol was $325 million, and The Polar Express was $314 million.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. No, first question.
It's the animated Grinch.
It's not 2018?
2018 is it. It's the animated. Oh, no. You got to remember, the kids flicks, when they make it a cartoon, the thing blows up.
Yeah, Jim Carrey's with a couple years before that. That's right.
Yep.
See, Johnny? Not Johnny, Sir Wilkins. I'm screwing up, too, and I got the damn questions.
See, Johnny lost 50 points, so I lost
20. Why? I only bid 20.
Wait. You only bid 20?
I only bid 20 points.
Yes,
oh, that's my fault. I reversed them. My fault.
Yo, shut up, Johnny. Fuck it up.
Come on, man. Conservative. I start conservative.
See, yeah. we all screwing up. Let's right now.
That's what makes it so fun.
What's in this drink of mine? Please, we all screwing up.
Please mess up.
All right. So, the next question... Again, about Christmas movies, I am going to give you a poorly worded description of a movie, and you must type in your response. You'll get a little bit more time, but you'll type in your response as to the name of that movie.
Okay.
So again, we're going to do the bid. 10 seconds.
I'm out here losing money. Maybe start off conservative. Yeah.
It's okay, it's all right. Hey, if you get 10 points at the end of the game, you got 10 points and you might win. All right. So bad descriptions. Let's see what the bids were. They both went with the 10 points.
Wow.
They got scared. They got scared. Okay, it's all right. All right. Here we go. Bad descriptions. After being ridiculed and ostracized for being different, one man reaches his breaking point and sets out to see the whole town burn. With revenge on his mind and his one true friend at his side, he devises a plan to take the one thing this town can't live without, Christmas. Whose will stand in his way? Will anyone fight back, or will the town sourpuss put an end to Christmas once and for all? What is the name of this movie?
Right.
You have 20 seconds left to type in your response. Five seconds. I think this is easy.
Nah, I think I fucked up, but whatever.
Oh, come on. Say it ain't so. The Grinch that stole Christmas is what I see.
Okay, cool. We let. Let me get my $10. You get my $10.
See. That first question, just don't be scared from that first question.
Now, Johnny, he's trying to play us right now. He's like, oh, let me give him a little easy one so they can put the bid up to 100 next time.
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
I don't trust you right now. DJ Pop-Tart.
All right. All right. So now I'm going to start asking y'all before we get to the actual question if y'all want to start doubling y'all bids.
Gotcha.
You know, I feel that y'all shaking a little scaredness out. All right. So the next question is all scrambled up. So you're going to see jumbled letters and you are going to have to unscramble them again. It's all about Christmas and Christmas movies. So let's enter our bid. All scrambled up. 5 seconds. What's the bid?
What's the bid?
All right, so we've got 40 and we've got 10. Would any of you try want to double your wager at this point for 40 and 10?
Nope. Yo, if I get this wrong, I got no more points yet. Don't try to play me.
Okay, no problem. All right, ain't nobody doubling. Cool. All scrambled up. You're going to see the letters pop up on the screen. You'll be given some time to unscramble them. Again, type your response in on CrowdPer before the time goes off. Here we go. Christmas movie. What movie is this?
Yeah.
Do the best you can in spelling. Because I think we added an extra A in that first one.
Yeah, I got nothing for this one.
What?
I can't.
I got nothing either, B.
There's so many movies around this idiot. I think that A, that
Ernest seems Chris. Oh, Ernest! Ernest!
Yeah.
Yep.
He did have mad movies. Ernest is making money. Who's the actor that played him?
Varner. Varney. Oh my god, what's his first name? Oh my god. But his last name was Varner, something like that. Jim Varney. There we go. Jim Varney.
Damn, that's crazy.
Okay.
I've never been good at anagrams.
Neither have Bobby.
Last question of round one.
Oh, shit.
Last question of round one.
Let's see if I can get some money out of this. I'm broke right now. Pop-Tart is killing me.
Yeah, inflation's going up, you know. Got to take your money, man. Finish the lyrics. So you will see the lyrics. I will also say or sing this particular song, and then you will have to fill in the blank with whatever's missing.
Okay.
Okay. Let's make our bid. All right, we're making our bid. Oh. We got people in the chat room shouting people out. We got people getting shouted out. All right, what's the bid? We've got 40 and 20.
Yo, Johnny's such an intelligent brother. He out here with 153 making these small ass losses.
Gotta play the long game.
I see that.
All right. So here we go with the lyrics. This is from Elf. I simply must go. Baby, it's cold outside. The answer is no, but baby, it's cold outside. The welcome has been how lucky that you dropped in. So nice and warm. Look out the window at that storm. My sister will be suspicious. Gosh, your lips. What are the next two words? Gosh, your lips. I simply must go. Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, I didn't know this one. Oh, shit.
I remember cancel culture was trying to get this stopped from playing on the radio because.
Oh, 100%.
It's like rape and suggestive language. Your lips taste splendid. Looks delicious. One of these are correct. And it is looks delicious.
Yes!
Hey, it's delicious when Jobber Tears is getting some points.
Watch out, Johnny. Watch out.
The great comeback. I need a different category.
Hey,
clearly a Grinch.
That's the end of the first round. We've completed the first four questions.
We're back, baby.
We are going to go to round two. And guess what? Nobody's got 0 points, so that's a beautiful thing.
Look at God.
Yep, won't he do it? All right. So we're going to do the next playing question because we're just moving right along here. We're going to do the next playing question, and then we're going to get to round two, which is all about TV shows. No more Christmas. It's about TV shows.
So we need to put right. in
So we're done right? with this one. So we'll do the crowd live for round two, correct?
Go to playing. Playing.
Click on the one that says playing.
Oh, okay. My bad. Thank you.
Yep. All right. So here we go. That's not the question.
That's question one.
Here we go. Doc Brown's dog was named blank in tribute to the famous scientist. Was it A, Einstein, B, Newton, C, Newton, D, Edison? Show the answer choices. There we go. Sorry, C, Darwin. Well, D, Edison. Doc Brown's dog. And time is up. We've got Einstein and we've got Newton. And E equals MC is the correct answer, being Einstein.
Right. Now it's time to play.
Hey, Johnny, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I had to try to make it competitive, okay?
Oh.
It's time to play now.
Disrespect, Johnny. Disrespect right now.
I don't know, Johnny. I'm starting to smell what the Sir Wilkins is cooking, man.
Oh, we on top.
Before we get to round two's question, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Sir Wilkins is now in the lead, man.
I see that. He up by 14. It's light.
147 to 133. All right. So we're going to click on that round two link. We're done with the play-in. Click on that round two link, and we won't need CrowdPers nonsensical links again. All right. So, again, round two is going to be about TV shows. Now, again, gentlemen, you still have the opportunity to double. You still have the opportunity to double one time and one time only as we look at Dancing Shaq. So, the first question of round two is going to be, one of these doesn't belong. You're going to see four choices. You must pick the one that is the oddball. So let's make our bids. TV shows. One of these doesn't belong.
One of these is just not like the other.
All right, time is up. What's the bid? Both gentlemen are going with 30 points. Anybody want to double? Make it for 60?
Nah.
I kind of feel the way we're going, where you guys are waiting on to the last question, which is cool. I think that's how we're going. Strategy. So here we go. One of these they don't belong. Which one of these TV shows don't belong? I need you to think of location. Think of location. So we've got one, Friends. Oh. Two, Living Single. Three, Seinfeld. Four, Steve Harvey.
We need to type the answer out.
Yeah, they need to type their answer.
Just put the number.
Oh,
it's not letting me put it.
Here we go.
Just put the number. We've got number one, Friends. Number two, Living Single. Number three, Seinfeld. And number four, Steve Harvey. Thinking about location, which one of these is the outlier?
Why would you say location? That's not... You trying to trick us, B. You really trying to trick us right now.
I am. Nah. I swear to God, I'm not.
Because
he tried to trick Johnny.
Okay, so I didn't trick you because you got the correct answer.
Steve Harvey's the only one not about Friends.
Steve Harvey was sitting in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I know he said location, but the real difference is that they all of them were about Friends hanging out.
Well, technically, Cedric and Steve lived together. They always hung out. They were friends.
Right. But the show wasn't based on that. It was about him being a teacher. Nah. Johnny, we're not doing this right now.
I'm just saying. There's an argument that could be made.
Listen, I gave you a hint. And you're going to say my hint was wrong.
It helped. It did help. Because it's not set in New York. I will give you that.
You were going a little bit too deep with your thing. Oh, my God.
This is great.
All right. So you both got it right, which means you're both getting points. Good job. Good job. Both of you have gotten 30 points. Sir Wilkins, that means that he still maintains his slight 14-point lead. As we get to the second question of the TV shows round, which is another finish the lyrics. Say another finish the lyrics.
Okay.
Wait. We got a bid, sir. Go back. You jumped in the gun.
I got excited.
Jump in the gun. Here we go. Dancing Shack. Let's do the bid. All right. Finish the lyrics. I'm going to say the lyrics. Sing a song. You got to figure out what TV show words go in the blank. All right, so we got 60 and we've got 25. A little bit more aggressive here with the 60. Does anybody want to double?
No, who wants to double anything?
Yeah. All right, I gotta. The sponsors tell me to. All right, here we go. Finish the lyrics. Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this blank blank. What are the two missing words? Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started aboard this blank blank. TV shows. And a skip or two. All right. The answer is Tiny Ship. If you were a viewer of Gilligan's Island, that was the missing two words, Tiny Ship. And that means we're halfway through round two. Guys, we're halfway through round two. Almost there. It's almost time for that final round. And these points are really low. Let's start.
No. What the fuck is wrong with you? He's trying to set us up, Johnny.
He is. No matter to me. I didn't know that one. And I didn't get a chance to hit some media.
Only reason why I knew that one because I actually used to play all the time when I was a kid.
Johnny, you're down by 99.
I see that.
You need to start going for 100.
I need the double.
The 99 and the 2000s.
Yeah, taking over. Cash Money Millionaire.
Oh, we only got a couple. Okay.
We got two questions left.
All right. Yes. Yeah.
All right. The next question is a multiple choice. The next question is a multiple choice. Makes your life a little easier. Got to do our bid first. Multiple choice TV shows. Multiple choice TV shows. What's the bid?
Johnny went for 100?
Johnny went for 100.
I got, listen, I only got two questions left. I gotta go big.
Are you spicy?
All right. So, are you doubling Johnny?
I think it would be a wise decision to do. I can't go negative, right? I can't go negative.
No, you're not gonna go negative. The lowest you'll go is 100. Is zero.
Zero. Gotcha.
Now, I mean, there's still one more question after this. Right. Just saying. So I don't.
No, I'll wait for the last question. Let's go.
Okay. All right.
No, don't double right now.
Don't double. All right, Sir Wilkins, are you doubling?
No, I will not double. And I fall into that trap. I'll push you down this hole of doubling.
All right. Here we go. In the TV show Dexter, Dexter's wife, Rita, was killed by this serial killer. Is it A, the Ice Truck Killer, the Trinity Killer, the Bay Harbor Butcher, or the Doomsday Killer? Hurry up.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. It was a Trinity Killer. But whatever. Time ran out.
Yes, it was a Trinity Killer, sir. And time did run out.
That was a guess.
Swear to God. Oh, Johnny, man. Imagine if you doubled. Imagine if you fell into the trap.
Hey, but it's okay, though. But that's okay.
It's okay. Yes, it is okay.
Whatever, guys.
Wilkins, what happened? The fat fingers did you in again?
Yeah, because I wasn't sure. I was trying to figure out between if it was. I was guessing. I didn't hold you. But I was like, "Do you play a Trinity Killer?" I was like, "Trinity Killer sounds the best." But I was like, "I don't know about this." And I was like, "Ah," and then the sound ran out.
All right. So, going into the last question, Johnny's got 203. Sir Wilkins, you're now down 142. Last question. Go big, go home. Just saying, I don't know. You are going to be ranking some TV shows. I'm gonna lay it out for you. You're gonna get some TV shows, and you're going to put them in the correct order from which one had the most amount of episodes to the least amount of episodes.
Okay.
Okay.
Most
to the least number of episodes. Let's get to the bidding. Here we go. Last question.
You know what? Why not? Uh-oh. I'm just gonna make it exciting. Forget Uh-oh. It. Let's see what happens.
Spicy nugs.
Uh-oh. Either way, I had fun, guys.
What's the bid? Hey, that's all I care about, man. What's the bid? All right, both guys are going 100. I'm not shocked. I expected it. I also expect when I ask this question, Sir Wilkins is not going to threaten me. Are you going to double, guys?
No.
The answer is yes. I'm going to double.
Oh.
Why this not? One. It's the last question. Why not?
It's the last question. No.
Let's do it.
So Johnny's doubling. Wilkins is not. All right.
Number one will be the most amount of episodes. Then the last one would be the least.
All right. So put these sitcoms in order from most episodes to least episodes. And all you got to do is just put the number in the correct sequence.
Okay.
So number one is Friends. Number two is MASH. Number three is The Jeffersons. And number four is Tyler Perry's House of Pain. Put them in the correct order from most episodes to least. Time starts now.
Uh,
Listen, Sir Wilkins, I just want you to know you have been a formidable opponent.
I don't know.
Listen, I don't know what's about to happen, but I just want you to know that it was great to meet you. No matter
who I did have fun. I did enjoy you, Johnny. Thank you for letting me shit talk the entire time.
For sure.
I don't know what the fuck I just did. So
I can tell you that ain't none of y'all get the correct answer. Y'all was sleeping on Tyler Perry's House of Pain. That's,
you know what's funny? I kept thinking like, yo, this show always has new episodes, but I don't think it's been on that long.
Yeah. I think that shit been on for hellas. Now that
he signed a record deal out the gate before that one episode was aired. He already had like 10 seasons.
Really?
Allotted to him. Yep.
For which network? Because I seen all over.
That was TBS, right?
Yes, it started on TBS.
Yep. And I probably watched one episode in the entire time. But Tyler Perry's House of Pain had the most, 297 episodes. MASH was 256. The Jeffersons was 253. And Friends was 236.
Sheesh. So Friends was last.
Yep. Friends had the least amount.
I expected Friends to be last. It was a white show.
You know, the Jeffersons is the only one out of the bunch that I would actually sit down and watch. But enough chit chat.
Don't sleep on Friends, man.
Enough chit chat. We got to get to the winner with a whopping 42 points.
A whopping
42 points. That's about as many 24/7 championship reigns as R-Truth. It is Sir Wilkins.
I want to thank God. I want to thank Big Mama. I want to thank myself for getting these 42 points. And you know what? Also, I want to thank myself for not letting temptation of Dublin. As DJ Pops, I kept trying to tempt me to double. So why don't you double? Why don't you double? I think you should double.
The Lord put temptation in your way, man. You got good self control.
I got Jesus on my side.
There you go. All right. So we're going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and also go to the last round, sir, where you are going to get 5 questions and you must answer every single question correct for your chance to win a whopping $25 Amazon gift card from What's the Bid, just in time for Christmas, sir. All right. So you told us that you enjoyed Law and Order and Snowfall.
Yes.
So we decided to pick one of them, and we're going with Law and Order.
Of course you are. Do I know the least about?
This is going to be really quick, then.
It's going to be super quick.
Listen, if you guess the first question wrong, just shut the lights off and just...
just turn the whole system off.
All right. So you don't need to enter no answers on CrowdPer. You could just shout your answers out.
Like here. I've been doing for the past this whole show.
Basically. All right. So here we go. The first question. Before he created Law & Order, he was a writer on Hill Street Blues and Miami Vice. Name this producer.
Dick Wolf?
Dang, straight out the gate. Good job. No hesitation.
Yes.
Build that false sense of confidence. That's what we do. All right, here we go.
I need to watch this one.
Anthony Anderson. Anthony Anderson came on in season 18 as a junior detective. Name his character's name.
I don't know.
We asked you a question about the black guy.
I didn't watch it. I watched it.
There's only two.
This man started the show, said his thing, we black as, and then we ask you a question on the black guy. You ain't support Anthony Anderson's time on Law and Order.
I supported him on Blackish and Soul Plane and Rock. Was it Romeo Must Die? That's what I supported him on.
Yes,
that.
Yes. That was
Kangaroo Jack. Remember that?
Oh Lord.
I'm trying not to. But yes, with that sound. We don't need to go through the rest, sir.
He should have went with The Rock. I feel that would have been an easier route for him. He may have known since he's a wrestler.
Yeah, why didn't you go with The Rock?
I don't know. I'm trying to challenge myself in life. You know, trying to be different.
Okay, well.
All right, well, before we go, Johnny, I just want to throw one question to you. Your questions were going to be on the Jamie Foxx show.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna throw one of these questions out there and see if you know the answer. Jamie felt threatened when he thought his job was going to be taken by a woman. What was Jamie's job?
Oh, jingle writer, Jingles 2000.
There you go. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Damn, Johnny, you're nice.
Listen, Jamie Foxx show was my favorite sitcom of all time. Like, I love it. Currently watching it right now on HBO Max.
I can see that.
This is not an ad.
It's not an ad. But hey, HBO Max, if you're listening, holler at all of
right.
us.
Right. Facts. Big facts.
All of us. All right. All right. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of What's the Bid. Thank you, Sir Wilkins.
No, thank you for having me. Good ass job. Thank you. Even though I lost, I get my $25 Amazon gift card. Bullshit.
I mean, you won, but you lost.
Yeah, I lost. There's no participation trophies in my house. So I lost.
There you go. So make sure you check out Sir Wilkins and follow him on all social media platforms. One more time, tell the people where they can find you, sir.
You can find me on all social media platforms, SIR_Wilkins. You can also find me on the Jobeteers podcast. Also on all forms of social media. You can also stream it on all streaming platforms, and we are also on YouTube.
All right, and thank you as well, Johnny B. One more time for everybody. Let them know where they can find you, sir.
Oversatthepod.com. Everything about Oversaturated is there. On Twitter, I'm JON, 2 underscores and the letter B. Instagram, I'm JBS_ESL_AAMU.
All right, and this is What's the Bid. Again, you can find us on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Roku, we're there. And also follow me, DJ Pop Tart 876 on TikTok. This is What's the Bid. We're out.